We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. This coronavirus situation is very crucially important, and I know how extreme steps must be taken to control or subdue it. However, I think, and this is just my opinion, they may be going too far in some cases. For example, as far as I know, there have only been two cases in Humboldt County. If we have 200,000 people in Humboldt County, for example, the percentage would be a decimal point and about five zeros and a one. So I don't think it was necessary to shut Humboldt County down. Having been a small businessman working on a thin margin, shutting me down for an extended period of time would probably have broken me. Again, I realize this is a very crucial situation, but putting people out of work here in Humboldt County and other counties with the same situation could have been going a little bit too far. Congress is trying to find a way to compensate people for their losses, but politics is getting in the way. As in state, county, or city government in a situation like this, politics should not enter into it. These people in Congress have just too much money and should put politics aside and take care of the people down here. We have to pay rent, buy groceries and utilities and other things, and need the money now. Compensating businesses with tax credits will come too little, too late. On top of this, there have been fake treatments offered for this virus. People are panicking and overbuying, especially paper products and sanitizing products, as well as other products. Again, these are just my opinions, and I might be dead wrong. Finally, I want to say goodbye to my friend Jerry Scott, who passed away in his sleep a couple of weeks ago. Jerry was a local attorney and interested in all things. He knew everybody and wrote articles for the Humboldt Historian, and his children are very active in law and education. Jerry was very interested in local sports and followed his kids' games and activities. He was very interested in my grandson's college football career at Fresno State and even helped as he was searching for employment after receiving his master's degree. My son-in-law saw him the day before he passed, and he was the same old Jerry. I served on the reunion committee for the Eureka High class of 1954 with Jerry and Phil Arnott, Sherry Britt, Dale Callahan, Gary Albee, and Madeline Wooden Smith, and Winnie Trump. It was a wonderful, successful party. So it was good to know you, Jerry. So getting back to this coronavirus, and it isn't the Mexican beer, hang in there and hope they get this thing settled before too long and hope it doesn't break us all. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.